Welcome to Lake Mount Worship Center, connecting you to the life-changing presence of Jesus Christ. We hope that you are blessed and inspired by today's message.
Just going to read a little bit about our speaker for this morning. Her name is Crystal LaValle. If you don't know her, get to know her. She's somebody that has a passion for Canada, which is something that kicks me in the face sometimes because, like, I need a bigger heart and passion for Canada. So Crystal is the founder and national director of I Am Compelled, which is a youth-led theater and arts movement. She recently joined Crossroads Media, carrying the message of Jesus' love to Indigenous people of Canada, and she is pumped, in all capital letters, she is pumped to be here today and to love on her church. Let's welcome Crystal LaValle. This morning she brings the word.
Okay, that was awesome. Thanks, Gideon. And it feels good to be in my home church this morning. I was telling Abby I have 5,000 notes, papers everywhere, because yesterday I was in Saskatchewan, but then I was in Calgary, then our flight was delayed, then I finally rolled up at 3:30 this morning. I took a quick nap, put my face together, a little dress on, and showed up because I wanted to be in my home church this morning. Okay? Because I got a word. And I just want to say, first of all, thank you to Pastor Matt and Lisa. I've been praying for them. They're in the Dominican Republic. And we were praying for them in pre-service prayer, which was fire. Or if you're a young person, it was lit. Or if you're young at heart, you're like, lit. It was so lit. Don't ask me what that means. Ask Gideon. He's the youth pastor. But it just basically means that God is alive and he's real. He is so real. And when you have life on life contact with the creator of the universe, you can't be the same. And so when we were in the back praying for pre-service prayer, we started praying for the Dominican. It reminded me of that story. Remember when the apostles, or when the believers gathered together to pray for the apostles who were in prison? I'm not going to preach this morning. You got to help me preach. Remember at the back. Do you remember when the apostles were in prison? They're put in prison, unjust punishment for preaching this gospel. What? They didn't steal a car. They didn't murder their neighbor. They were put in jail because of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And while they were in the prison, the believers on one side started praying and declaring and prophesying and worshiping and lifting up their voice. And when I open up my mouth, the prison doors opened and set the captives free. And I just keep thinking about how we live in the Western world. It's so different from the rest of the nations on the earth. And when I first started I Am Compelled, I read a news article that said the Globe and Mail had said more than 50% of the world's population would forsake their native homelands to be here. Which makes me say what Spider-Man's uncle said, because he was prophetic. He said, with great power comes. So what are you compelled to do? To help others, to love others. And so I'm not actually going to preach long, so I'll just try and preach a good strong 10 minutes. But why don't you just turn to your neighbor and say, you are God's champion. Why don't you turn to your other neighbor and say, you are created to be his champion. And then just because I want you to humor me, just go, woot, woot. Okay, thank you. I'm going to put this hat on. So everything that happened during pre-service prayer, everything that happened during the words, I feel like this is a word for you this morning because it's the same theme. Covenant, God's promise to you, and we'll get to the word in a second. But this is my my hat. I'm going to Israel tomorrow for 2 weeks. Yes, I do sleep, Pastor Paul. At some point. But I decided a long time ago that if I was going to be single, then I was going to utilize my singleness and just go for it. You know, put all my marbles in God's basket. And I said to the Lord, what could you do if I lay down my life and I give you everything? And he is literally, my parents are here to testify. He's literally taken me around the globe on mission trips with the church. He's taken me to different places and spaces just because I said yes. So if you said that yes prayer this morning, young person with the braids, yeah, I'm looking at you. If you said yes to God, my sister's back there, hi sister. If you said yes to God, get ready, because if you give him that little permission to move inside, he will take you on a journey where you will be screaming about who he is in a good way, and your life will testify of the light inside of you. Because I personally believe that the Bible says that through the church, the manifold wisdom of God will be revealed to the principalities and the powers that be. What does that mean? That means when we look at our world and we see injustice, we see poverty, we see a crisis, that the Lord actually calls you, he taps on your shoulder and he says, it's time for you to rise and shine. It's time to you, Christ in you is the hope of glory. It's time for you, here we go, to Care Bear stare the place down. Anybody seen Care Bears? One little Care Bear is cute and fuzzy, but a bunch of Care Bears together releasing the glory of the Lord pushes back. I don't know how many visuals I need to give you this morning. And maybe you are more tired than I am, but I just want to let you know that we serve a covenant-keeping God. Okay. We serve a covenant-keeping God, and I'm going to prove that to you. But we're going to pray for my brain so that I can deliver with clarity, because I'm a chick. We tell stories that lead to more stories that eventually have a point. So you just got to stay with me. But again, I just want to say thank you to the church. I want to say thank you to the church leadership team. I want to say thank you to the worship team. God is doing something amazing in this house, and I'm just so honored to be a part of it. And I just love the way our team serves. Like this morning, Nina's like, what do you need? I'm like, coffee, espresso, double shot, no water, low. But the church is here to serve, and that's what our church leadership does. So when you're thinking about Pastor Matt and Lisa, when you're thinking about the team, when you're taking your bulletin home, pray for these guys. Let the Lord empower them, download wisdom and vision, because wherever they go, we get to follow, and then everybody's blessed because of that. Amen. So I just wanted to put that plug in. And Matt and Lisa, you're probably wondering why I'm wearing my running shoes. Thank you, Jack. Jack was wondering. It's not because I had to run through the Calgary airport yesterday from one side to the other. I sweat in buckets trying to make it to my... So I said I was wearing sandals, and by the time I got to the gate, I was sweating. People were all over the place. I'm like, where's the plane? So I put my running shoes on, but I also put my running shoes on because at 17 years of age, Pastor Matt, he prophesied over me. He said, Crystal, I see shoes on your hands. I see shoes on your hands. But funny, shoes aren't supposed to be on your hands. They're supposed to be on your feet. So he prayed in that moment, and I put my running shoes on. I've been running ever since because the Lord is good. So if you have your Bibles, why don't you open up to Psalm 84, and I'm going to read out of the Amplified Version, and we're going to pray that the Lord just does a mighty work in your heart. So in the Amplified Version, it says blessed. Everyone say blessed. No, everyone say blessed. Everyone say blessed. Happy, fortunate, to be envied. And you can stop there because your participation is amazing. Blessed, happy, fortunate is the man or the woman who sets her heart on the pilgrimage, who sets his heart on the pilgrimage. For when he passes through the valley of weeping, he makes it a spring. And the title of my sermon again this morning is called, You Are Created to Be God's Dread Champion. You're created to be God's dread champion. Says that in Jeremiah 20, verse 11. But the Lord is with me like a dread champion. Therefore, my persecutors will stumble and not prevail. The Lord is with me like a dread champion. I'm still wearing this hat. It's funny. I just saw that. I was like, this is awkward. You were created to be God's dread champion on the earth. You were created to set your heart on the pilgrimage. And when you set your heart on the pilgrimage, you go through the valley of weeping. You go through some trials, but you make it a spring. So I'm going to have an interactive sermon this morning. So I need Jeremy Brown to come on up. Invite Jeremy, everybody. I need AJ, and I need Gideon. So, Jeremy, you're going to come over here because you look good and strong, and you guys stay over here, and not because Not because you're not good and strong, but because I just needed you to be strong men over here. Yes. And I need one more volunteer. Is there a little person who would want to volunteer? Is there a little person? What about you? You don't want to volunteer? It's really easy. Just run. Run, 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 run. Yeah. Give this guy a round of applause. Illustrated sermons are the best. What's your name?
Oliver.
Oliver. Okay, you're going to play God, okay? How do you feel about that?
Sure.
Yeah. Good. Good attitude. Okay, so Oliver, I'm actually going to get you to stand up here because you're a little bit short. There we go. So we need a nice, strong God. So this is the sermon illustration. So your job is just to basically encourage him, but I'll give you words. So you just smile and cheer him on, give him thumbs up, okay? All right, so Psalm 84 says, blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied is the man who sets his heart on the pilgrimage. And the Lord comes to him and God says to him,
yo, Jeremy.
Yo, Jeremy.
You are blessed.
You are blessed.
You are happy.
You are happy.
You are fortunate.
You are fortunate.
And you are to be envied.
And you are to be envied.
Because you set your heart on this pilgrimage. So how many of you know that when you set your makeup, how many of the women know that when you put your setting spray on, it does something? There's this thing called setting spray that after you apply all your makeup, you spray your face, and it's supposed to keep your face intact. How many women know what I'm talking about? How many men have no idea what I'm talking about? Okay. Okay. Jeremy, you work out?
Sometimes.
Okay. Well, you look good. So when you work out, if you go and you do a workout and you just don't focus, what happens?
You definitely hurt something.
But when you focus, what happens?
Get stronger.
Get stronger. So Jeremy, I'm going to get you to turn. This is the journey. You're going to set yourself up, but I need you to look focused, set, focused.
Okay. Okay.
Go for it. Don't go yet. Just hold the pose, like freeze. Maybe use your other arm so you don't block your face. This is drama 101. And then show them the intensity of your face.
Blessed.
Blessed.
Happy.
Happy.
Fortunate.
Fortunate.
To be envied.
To be envied.
Is the man.
Who sets
his heart.
On the pilgrimage.
Yeah, come on. No, keep your pose. Don't move your pose. And I need you to do a thumbs up. You just keep giving Jeremy a thumbs up. So you're God. God's giving you the thumbs up. He's giving you the green light. He's giving you the word of the Lord. Okay. Now what happens is that sometimes there's some haters on the journey that are kind of staggered. So I'm going to put one hater here so you can come on. This guy, just make yourself big and strong. Big and strong, hater number one. Everyone say hater number one. And then over here, we've got big and strong, hater number two. Everyone say hater number two. Hater. Oh, sorry. What do you have to say for yourself, hater number two? Exactly. Where's your pose? Where's your pose? Okay. So here's what happens, is that the Lord calls you. He calls you by name. He appoints you. He says, I've called you by name, Jeremy. You're mine. I've called you to uproot and tear down. I've called you to take the nation of Canada. I've called you to go the distance. I've called you to raise funds for the poor. I've called you to sponsor a child. I've called you to have a blessed life, happy, fortunate, envied. And I'm going to call you, and God is basically, do like the biggest cheerleading stance. So God is basically cheering you on. Keep going, like motion. Cheer. God is cheering you. Yes. God is cheering you on. And he says, blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied is the man or the woman who sets their heart on the pilgrimage. So you blessed. You're doing a two-step. You're doing a two-step. Is that your dance? Okay, you can stop. Just hold. Does anybody else want to swap out? You know, that was good. No shame. Break it off. Does Morgan know you dance like that? She's in kids ministry. That's his wife. Okay. Okay, Bunny Trail is going to default back to when he was a teenager and I was his youth leader. Keep going. So we've got God who speaks blessing, who comes to you and he tells you who he is. I am the Lord God strong. I'm the Lord God mighty in battle.
I'm the Lord God strong. I'm the Lord God strong.
You're doing great.
I'm the Lord God mighty in battle.
I'm the Lord God mighty in battle.
I am.
I am.
I was.
I was.
And I always will be.
And I always will be.
Your champion.
Your champion.
You're doing great, buddy. Interactive sermon helping me preach this morning. So this is what the Lord says to you. And he reminds you of who he is. He whispers some things on the journey. So here we go. We're going to try hater number one. Maybe step forward just a little bit. So Jeremy, face this way now. Just happy. Show them how happy and blessed and fortunate, excited you are. Maybe turn this way. Make sure they see you. Wave to the people over here.
So don't overpower him.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Because you know again. But then what happens is, like, the Bible says that the sower, the seed sown, you know, there's four types of soil. If the seed doesn't go down deep, what happens is you face a hater. And so maybe this is fear. Maybe this is, yeah, keep trying. Just gentle. Gentle. You're not listening to my instruction. Where were you? No, I'm just kidding. Gentle. Gentle, let's try it again. So you come across a barrier. You come across fear. You come across lack. You come across doubt. You come across unbelief. And what happens is you retreat. Retreat! Don't go too far. And what happened to that blessed, fortunate, happy, to be envied stance? What happened? You hit a wall. You're going through the valley of weeping, but you're not getting too far because you hit a wall. What do you need to do? Go back to what the Lord said over you.
Blessed.
Blessed.
Happy,
fortunate,
to be envied.
He's got his arm back up. He's got his shoulders back. He's got a new friend. He might have come to church on Sunday and heard the song Champion, and he sung it with all of his might. Right?
Yep. Yeah, I did.
And he got his, Stella got her groove back. Do your two-step again. No. Stella got his groove back, or Jeremy got his groove back. And then he tries again, but this time.
He's gonna go through, okay?
Got you.
I know it's gonna hurt you on my kids.
So you're gonna go through, but don't okay. Just gentle. Okay.
Okay.
That's good. Okay, freeze. Freeze. This is so great. Okay, freeze. Now you've got God over here celebrating the victory.
Woo.
You're doing great. You're doing great. So God actually doesn't just do woo. He does, come on, you're the people of God. Come on, you're the man or the woman who set his heart on the pilgrimage. Come on, you're my dread champion and I'm with you. So no matter what's against you, I'm for you and I'm behind you and I'm around you and I'm in you and I'm coming out of you. Becca, you are my champion. Giants fall when you stand undefeated in the heavenly places. I am seated with the one who has conquered it all. Then what happens is we're halfway through the valley of weeping. And you know, as great as it is that you defeated one giant, you defeated one, you took a little bit of a hit. I mean, he punched you in the arm. He punched you in your head, or he punched you in your kidney. And you're now, you look at the crowd here. You're like, you're still happy, but you're not that happy. But you made it. You're blessed, but you don't feel that blessed. You're fortunate, but you're not that fortunate. You're like, oh my gosh, what just happened? I think I'm good. Okay. So now what happens is you come back to God, or God actually comes back to you, but you stay there. You come back to God and you remind yourself of what he says.
Blessed.
Happy.
Happy.
Fortunate.
To be envied.
Because you
set your heart
on the pilgrimage.
All the pilgrimage.
You got it.
I don't even need to tell you what to do. You just go for it. You just go for it. You show that hater what you're made of. you can take a seat. Thank you. I hope I have good volunteers in service too. Can you guys stay? That was just epic. Blessed, happy, fortunate are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on the pilgrimage. Because when they pass through the valley of weeping, they turn and it's a spring. Our faith in Jesus isn't just for us, it's for other people. I'm going to give you an example. 2 years ago, I moved to Saskatchewan. The church blessed me and released me to go and pioneer a youth movement across the province of Saskatchewan for Indigenous youth. Some of you remember that. We took 17 young people from Ontario, young people who are passionate about Jesus, who had skills, who had talents. Basically, this was my call. Are you willing to give me your life for the gospel? And they said, yes. I said, get on the plane. And the ones who weren't there yet, we said, maybe stay home. But what had happened is the Lord had orchestrated our steps to be able to work with First Nation leaders because they had said, Crystal, in 2016, there was articles coming across our news desk saying that there was a suicide crisis in the north among Indigenous youth. And the Holy Spirit whispered to my heart. He had said, Crystal, what are you compelled to do? And I said, Lord, I don't know. All I have is this little history show. And the Lord said, I want you to use it. I want you to go and sow it. Sow your 5 loaves and your 2 fish into the province and watch what I'll do. I'm like, me? And the Lord said, yeah, because you're my champion. You're my dread champion. And wherever you go, you inflict fear in the hearts of the enemy. And wherever you go, wherever your feet go, wherever you land, I have given you that territory like Joshua. And if you forget about who I am, I'm going to remind you that I am like Moses. When I was with Moses, I was with you. And I made a covenant with Moses. I made a covenant with Abraham. I made a covenant with Noah that had nothing to do with how good you are, but it had everything to do with how good I am. And I said, tap in, Jesus. And I remember I saw a vision in worship, and it was Jesus, the man of fire, going across the nation of Canada. And when he was going across the nation, he was big, like the book of Revelation. His feet were bronze. His eyes were like flames of fire. And he was going across the nation. And he was going to the darkest places in Canada. And as he was walking across the nation of Canada, the demons were coming at him like fierce, but he was a man of fire. And he wasn't even bowing down to any of that craziness because he's Jesus. And he turned around, he looked at me, he said, are you coming? You are my champion. He said, are you coming, Crystal? Because where I am is in the dark places. I need that light to be there. So I said, okay, Lord. We went to Saskatchewan, prepared for 150 kids to come from all across the north to this youth conference called Project Hope. And we had a $4,000 budget that we didn't have $4,000 for. So I was going to call Pastor Matt and be like, we need $4,000. And I just felt like the Lord said, just put the poster on social media. We put the poster on social media. It went viral. Within a few days, we had 400 people sign up, youth and youth leaders. And every person who called me had said, Crystal, this is a crisis. And our young people need this. They are dying at rapid speeds. And I said, okay. So we just planned as fast as we could. And that jacked our budget up to $65,000. And I said, Lord, I don't know how we're supposed to do this, but I didn't know. All I knew is that the kids were coming, and the Lord said, you're my champion. And I wish I could say that from there until the actual event, it was peaches and cream and roses, and everywhere we went, it was flowers and happiness. It wasn't. It was war. It was an all-out war. It was war zone. It was like one thing after another. And every time I wanted to stop, every time I said, Lord, I can't do this. I want to quit. The Lord would say, but you're my dread champion. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied because you set your heart on the pilgrimage. And if you just keep going, you're going to make it a spring for other people. And there are some points where the hater number one or hater number two scared me. One morning I woke up and I felt like I couldn't move. I remember telling my mom is that I couldn't move because the what we were doing, the assignment to go and save kids, bring the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, that spirit of suicide was so intimidating that I couldn't get up one morning and I just heard the Lord say, I got you. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. keep going. And I got up, we kept going. So the point is that when the kids came, they came from three different provinces all across the prairies. And when they showed up on night number one, I've told this story before, but it's such a great God story, is that when we did we let our 15-year-old intern, who's a First Nation guy, give a 2-minute testimony on worship. He preached for 15 minutes about what God wants to do among the indigenous youth. He said, we're not the tail, we're the head. We're not beneath, we're above. And it's time for us to rise up. And it was so inspiring that once he was done, he literally dropped the mic and walked off the stage. And nobody knew what to do. There was no music. There was no fancy music. And I told him to go back up and invite kids to want to know this Jesus that you just talked about. And he said, I don't know how. And I said, okay, let's do it together. We had five prayer people at the side, just five, just make it a point. There was five. When we made the call for salvation, half the room stood up. And the second night, I remember they made the call. If you struggle with suicide, would you stand up? And the entire room stood up. And for the next hour, our team was hugging kids and holding kids and loving kids while they processed their pain. And the thing is that the counselor said to us, what happened here in 2 days takes us 2 years to get to. But it's because the man or the woman who sets her heart on the pilgrimage, when she goes through the valley of weeping and the trials and the tribulation, she reminds herself, he reminds himself that she serves a covenant-keeping God, that he is not like the pagan gods. He is a fully alive and fully awake and life-on-life contact. He makes you fully, and he pulls you up. You are seated with him in heavenly places. And he said, it's not what you're going through. It's about what I'm doing on the inside of you. For this momentary affliction is producing inside of you a greater glory. Why? So that you can care bear, stare the place down when you show up in the midst of darkness, being his hands and his feet. That's the God that we serve. Able to deliver, able to save. Power at work. And that's the covenant. When I was studying about Israel, when I was preparing for Israel, they made us read a book about understanding Israel. And they said the prophetic promises in the Bible, all of them haven't been fulfilled over Israel. And they kept saying, it is astounding that Israel, this small little nation, this dot on the map, continues to advance and increase amidst adversity. And they said, it's because God is with them. And so they said, bigger than Israel, it's God's promise for the face of the earth that what he said he'll do, he'll do. Oh, come on. What he said he'll do, he'll do. What he said he will do, he will do. Anybody waiting for promises in their own lives? Me too. 10 years, decades, you know, 2 decades, 5 years, 2 years. What he said, he will do. It's time to lock and load, because that promise, when it's fulfilled, isn't just for you, it's for other people. So that other people can see the goodness of God, the fullness of God, that they would say, wow, God blessed her. God came through for him. God came through. What the heck is the secret? You set your heart on the pilgrimage. The secret is you lock and load, baby. You do not let go. What Gideon said, when we fix our gaze, Hebrews chapter 10, run in the race. I didn't know which visual I was going to use, but Hebrews chapter 12, sorry. It says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, anybody watch the NBA Raptor game? Did anybody see the parade and all of those people in the streets? I felt like the Holy Spirit says, bigger than all of those 2 million people is a bigger cloud of witnesses waiting for you to pick up the baton and run your race. You are God's dread champion. You are. I don't know if that was because of the music or... You are God's dread champion. People are waiting on your obedience. People who don't have Jesus, people who are sitting in darkness. You read it, that was your bad. Isaiah chapter 6, who will go for me? Who will go for me? Who's willing to lay down everything and go for me? Who's willing to cut out whatever in the morning so that you can start cultivating a lifestyle of prayer. Because I am convinced that when you do that, when you connect with God, my friends, my brother, my sister, when you connect with God, even at a young age, God will do more than what you can ask, think, or imagine according to the power of that's work within you. More than what you can ask, think, or imagine. I don't know how many testimonies I've heard of what God is doing in this church. Kids coming back to know the Lord. Like crazy situations where kids were not supposed to, like parents praying, going through the valley of weeping. When's my kid gonna come? And they just kept going. And now their kid is serving the Lord on a totally different trajectory. Or maybe you're like, well, my kids are serving the Lord. What about the kids who don't have Jesus? What about those kids? What about the First Nation kids? What about the dark places in Canada? What about the injustices in Canada? Come on, when the church shows up, and I'm just gonna tell you one more thing, and I preached for more than 10 minutes, sorry. That visual is just so much fun. Did you get something out of that visual? Okay. Otherwise, there's just vain, and we don't want that. Okay, I'm just going to tell you a story. It's about the movie Unplanned. And I have to tell you this because it's very powerful, just to solidify my point home. There is a movie called Unplanned, which is the story of Abby Johnson, who is she was the clinical director of an abortion clinic in the States, Planned Parenthood. And for 8 years, she worked at that clinic, and there's a movie that's actually come out about her life and about what's been happening. Canada didn't want to let the movie into the nation. Canada said, no, that's too controversial. We can't let this movie into our theaters. And so Fateen and a bunch of leaders, they were in Edmonton, and they said, well, let's see if we can do a free screening of the movie. Maybe 800 people will show up. Well, the night that the movie was supposed to be released, they had 2,800 Christians show up. They took pictures of what happened, sent it to Cineplex, and said, you guys just missed out on $15 a head. And they responded to the committee and said, we're sorry, money talks. And, you know, if this is the reality that Christians will show up and support this movie, then we will put it into our theaters. So July 12th, this Friday, it's going to be in theaters. It is not an entertainment movie. You do not go and get popcorn and watch because it's just, I saw the screening. It's convicting. And as a leader, and we're leaders, as leaders in the nations of the earth, we are the church. We need to educate ourselves about this. Show up. They said, if the church doesn't show up, then we know that Christians don't care about this issue. Maybe you just buy a ticket online. Maybe you can't go, but buy a ticket and show them that this is important. And the thing that got me in the movie was that Abby Johnson, she has a change of heart because the pro-lifers are at the fence praying. And when she has this change of heart, she goes back and she tells them that when you guys were outside praying, the abortions were a 75% decrease. Because the church showed up as the most powerful force on the planet. You.
Thank you for listening to today's message. If you would like more information on who we are, visit our website at lakemount.ca or download our app for your mobile device.